This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. British Prime Minister Theresa May and U.S. President Donald Trump both signaled a desire Tuesday to expand trade between their nations as they began a series of meetings in London. Speaking at a business roundtable event, Trump said he thinks the two sides will reach a very, very substantial trade deal that is very fair. May said Britain and the United States could expand their economic partnership with a bilateral trade deal, and that her government believes in keeping markets free, fair, and open. Trump and May are also holding bilateral talks and a working lunch Tuesday before appearing at a joint news conference. D-Day commemorations await President Trump on the next leg of his European trip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
June 4th is also the day, 30 years ago, that Chinese soldiers and tanks stormed Tiananmen Square to end a nearly two-month demonstration by students and workers demanding democratic change and the end of corruption. Security around the square was tightened as Beijing tried to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown in which hundreds, possibly thousands of people were killed. Visitors were subjected to strict identification checks. Foreign journalists were barred from the space and warned not to take any pictures of the scene. As with past anniversaries, China's ruling Communist Party has gone to great lengths to erase any memories of the event from official history. It bans public observances and rounds up lawyers. This is VOA News. Another anniversary of note, 100 years ago, a supermajority in the U.S. Congress set aside concerns about social upheaval and gave its approval for a constitutional amendment to guarantee voting rights for women, the 19th Amendment. Those rights were not gifted, but rather earned through decades of effort, and that fight has left a lasting impact on U.S. politics. Sudan's ruling military council says it is canceling its previous agreement with civilian protesters following Monday's attack by security forces on a protest site in Khartoum that left at least 30 people dead. The head of the transitional military council announced it will hold elections within the next 9 months, and they would be organized under regional and international supervision. Monday's raid on the protest site outside the defense ministry capped a breakdown of relations between the military and a coalition of protesters and opposition parties. They had been negotiating over the makeup of a transitional government. Iran has taken new steps against two detained journalists who covered domestic labor unrest and government corruption, sending Sipadeh Galiyan to a notorious women's prison and sentencing Masoud Kazemi to a 2-year jail term. In business news, tech stocks have fallen on worries of antitrust enforcement. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Amid concerns of antitrust action targeting big tech, shares of Facebook, Google parent Alphabet, and Amazon all fell significantly Monday. Facebook stock dropped 7.5%. Alphabet fell 6.1%. Amazon was down 4.6%. Reports suggest the investigations would look into anti-competitive behavior. The Justice Department would hold authority over Google and Apple. The Federal Trade Commission would investigate Facebook and Amazon. Late Monday, the House Judiciary Committee announced it is embarking on a sweeping antitrust probe of technology companies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mexico warned Monday that President Trump's threatened new tariff on its exports to the United States would hurt both countries' economies and cause even more Central American migrants to travel through Mexico to reach the United States. At the start of talks in Washington, Mexican officials said they could only go so far in meeting Trump's demand to block migrants' passage through Mexico to avert the imposition of a 5% tariff next week. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, remained confident that the two sides would reach an agreement, telling reporters his government would not engage in confrontation and would always defend those who migrate out of necessity due to violence or a lack of food or job opportunities. The country's foreign minister said he expects to find common ground with U.S. officials in talks this week. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.